An army board has reversed the dismissal of an African-American chaplain who died 100 years ago. Chaplain Henry Vinton Plummer was the Army's first active-duty black chaplain. In 1894, he was court-martialed and dishonorably discharged for drinking with enlisted men and cursing in front of one man's children and wife. Plummer's descendants believe the discharge had more to do with grudges white officers held against the outspoken chaplain. This week, the family received the new decision by the Army Board for Corrections of Military Records, reversing Plummer's discharge to honorable. The panel did not reverse the court-martial conviction. Reverend Jerome Fowler is Plummer's great-nephew. He says he and his family are pleased with the Army's decision.
We realize that this case is very unusual. It is a case that reflects the laws of the land over 110 years ago. And so we realize that circumstances have changed considerably, but the fact that they have given him an honorable discharge will help us to correct and reconstruct history as we know it, particularly about African-American history.
What happened at Fort Robinson, Nebraska in 1894 that led to his conviction?
One of the enlisted men had received a promotion to a sergeant. He and a few other of the men gathered together for a celebration. Chaplain Plummer inadvertently joined the group while he was soliciting funds for a fundraiser for the church, and during the course learned of the celebration and engaged in one or two drinks with the group. Later on that evening, one of the men that was in attendance, Sergeant Robert Benjamin, decided to lodge a complaint against the chaplain. Matter of fact, this particular enlisted man had a long-standing grudge against Chaplain Plummer because 10 years prior to that, the chaplain had to discipline and write him up because he had failed in his responsibilities. And so he had carried this grudge and was now chose to write a complaint saying that the chaplain had engaged in alcohol drinking with the men. We know the chaplain may have had two drinks, and that he had used inappropriate language.
He spent the rest of his life trying to clear his name. What more did you learn about that?
After he was dismissed dishonorably from the Army, he moved his family to Kansas City, Kansas. And there he became involved with churches there and became a pastor. And he served until his health failed after the turn of the century. He died in Kansas City on February 10th, 1905, from a pulmonary disease. But he spent the last 10 years of his life fighting and appealing the court-martial. He wrote a number of letters to the President of the United States, as well as to the Secretary of War, and to those officials who he believed could support his case. He tried time and time again to re-enlist and to continue to serve his country. But the Army repeatedly rejected his appeals. They repeatedly refused him to serve his country as he desired.
Reverend Fowler, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Michelle.
The Reverend Jerome Fowler speaking to us about his great-uncle, Henry Vinton Plummer. An Army board this week reversed Plummer's dishonorable discharge, basing its decision on what it called a matter of fairness.